In local news, Bob McLeod will be getting his long-awaited send-off from the community on Monday morning, 22nd of August, with a memorial service at the Town Hall at 11 a.m. The service will be held 1 year and 1 day after he passed away, with lockdown restrictions severely limiting the number of people who could attend a funeral at the time. Bob McLeod was well known for his dedication to the local community, having been president of both the Lions Club and the Resident and Ratepayers Association. He'd also been chair of the Raglan Community Board and was deputy chair at the time of his death. In the event the Town Hall becomes full, there will be a video feed across to the Raglan Club across the road. And elsewhere, Russ Remington has decided to withdraw legal action against the Regional Council and fellow councillor Fred Litchwark. Remington was voted out of his chairperson position in May after saying Three Waters reforms would cause farmers to be at the beck and call of Māori. He earlier maintained he was not racist and filed for a judicial review in order to get the chair's position back. After going as far as Raglan Community Radio in an unsuccessful attempt to collect affidavits proving that Fred Litchwark had predetermined his vote, Remington said time, cost and the upcoming local body elections all factored into his decision to withdraw. For his part, Fred said that post-COVID there's a lot of people struggling to pay their rates and for this money to be used in this way, I really haven't got words for it, it's ridiculous. And in local sports, the Raglan Roosters are playing Garoon Academy at Papahua at 1 p.m. on Sunday. After beating the previous league leaders a week ago, the Roosters are sitting at the top of the Waikato Sunday League Division 1 table with 5 rounds to play. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, 19th of August, 2022.